This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
When one thinks back, it goes along with that idea of, you know, don't be afraid to dream and try something and be ready to grow with it and let it evolve. And boom, here we are today, 10 years later.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Port City Music Festival. That's music director Stephen Fromill.
We provide free concerts of world-class performances. We still continue that model today and will continue in the future.
The festival kicked off on Sunday, but have no fear, it's on through this Sunday, June 10th.
We have three, maybe four threads, I don't know, a lot of threads going on. So similar to what we did in the past couple of years where we kind of featured a composer. So 2 years ago we featured Mozart. And then last year we featured Johann Sebastian Bach. So this year we're doing that with Beethoven. So on every program there is Beethoven. But another additional thread into that is the impact that Beethoven had on contemporary composers as well as composers after him.
The first segment of the concerts feature Beethoven and a composer he influenced. Beethoven paired with Schubert and Brahms and Mahler and Schoenberg and finally Mendelssohn. The second segment of each concert brings in another theme.
Another thread is the notion of cross currents in all music. Kind of a world perspective, a world view, a world music thread, if you will. And so we'll feature a guest artist, Qin Qian, on the Chinese erhu, which is a Chinese violin. The piano trio, piano, violin, cello will be her backup band, basically. Tuesday is with the American Songbook. Even though it's from right here from America, the songs that we've chosen really have impacted the world in terms of the quality of songs. And then on Thursday night, we've got South American. Not only is our violinist Luigi Mazzocchi, he is from Venezuela, but we're also bringing in Patricio Acevedo, who will be playing various South American types of strummed instruments, Brazilian cavaquinho, the Andean charango, and so on. So very exciting stuff. And then on Friday at Beckwith Hall, we're doing Middle Eastern music, and we have a guest artist, Brahim Alhaj, on the oud, which is a Middle Eastern strummed instrument. That'll be with a string quintet, and Patricio Acevedo will be playing the cajon on that. And then to wrap up the festival, we're doing Italian aria, which from a world perspective has been very influential. So we have a set of Italian arias that Kyle Engler will be singing with the orchestra. There's so much musical meaning in this year's festival. A lot of different flavors this year. And of course, we've got our solid Beethoven and Brahms and Schubert and so on. And so every program is going to be very distinct and very different from the other. So you can't miss any one of them, you know, because they're all extremely different. So I encourage everyone to try to reschedule their entire week so that they can experience every single one of these different flavors.
That's Stephen Fromill, cellist and music director of the Port City Music Festival. These free concerts this week are at Windermere Presbyterian, B'nai Israel, Cameron Art Museum, Beckwith Recital Hall, and more. Plus, the festival musicians are visiting WHQR this Friday at noon for a little lunch music. Find the whole schedule at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.